talk a little bit about this RTD decision to not ask voters in November for a 0.4% sales tax increase and how that affects your view on the Northwest Corridor expansion of fast tracks?
Well, I think the RTD board and Dr. Cog heard the legislators, heard them out, actually. And that was one of the big concerns that a lot of us have up the Northwest Corridor, is that things were moving too fast. And whenever you talk about a tax increase for the voters, you want to make sure that that trust is there in the beginning, not at the end, because it's impossible to regain any sort of lost trust when there's been no clear plan. And so I'm actually pleased with the fact that there's not going to be a ballot initiative this year. I'm disappointed that Fast Tracks won't be getting out to Longmont until 2042, and so it does mean that we do need to go back to the ballot next year or the year after, so we make sure that we can connect every, you know, South Denver with Longmont.
And so what will you be doing as a representative to help speed this process forward? I know that RTD's reached out to local businesses and that business sector, the transportation sector, to really come up with innovative plans to form public-private partnerships. Is there anything you as a representative could do to foster that?
Absolutely. There's a lot that we can do as state representatives to foster some of those public-private partnerships. But also, more importantly, the way I look at it is it's a public-public partnership. It's the idea of making sure that our residents have a voice and make sure that they're heard in whatever the RTD is planning to do, because they are an elected board. And the biggest thing that I hear from my constituents is this need for accountability. And what that means is that I need to be available to my constituents and also to make myself specifically available to them. And I think that what was missing from this process is getting things going with the public before getting pen to paper.
Right. And so how do you balance, for example, some of your constituents who really do see transportation concerns with the increase in population along this corridor, with bus rapid transit being A, less expensive than a full commuter line, as well as being able to be implemented quicker? How do you balance that with what I believe you're looking for, which is the complete commuter line from Denver to Longmont?
Right. No, well, you know, it's a balance, and there's a real spectrum of opinions out there. I've heard from every side of the spectrum, from can we pull out of RTD and fast tracks completely, to when are we going to build a monorail all the way up and down I-25. And so, you know, when you look at the smaller portions, like bus rapid transit, if they want to bring up bus rapid transit as a separate issue for a separate time and not use it as part of the fast tracks build out, I think that's a good discussion that I'm willing to have with folks. But when you talk about it, my fear is, when they spoke about it this year, my fear was that it was going to turn into a de facto replacement for commuter rail in the long run. And the issue that I was telling my community about is, if you look back at places like the United Kingdom, you had cities 100 years ago that had rail built out to them, and you had communities that didn't have rail built out to them. The communities that got rail thrived. The communities that didn't get the rail typically withered away.
Thank you so much, Representative. It was good speaking with you.